Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels, Heels gets his gloves off.
Let's have a look at what happened at Marnica yesterday. It was rookies against men at Marnica, that's for sure. The West Indies were very unsure, but they shouldn't be. They're young and they're good young players probably, but those times are gone. It's time to be men and back their solid shots with better decisions for longer periods. There were some terrible swipes off the stumps, missed, nicking the obvious sucker balls that the Australians put out in the corridor for them, a run-out mess-up, and big shots that went straight to the one fielder that was out there. If you are good enough to bat as well as Alec Athanase, for example, for 20 runs off whatever, 35 balls, you can make a lot more. They were startled yesterday rather than excited and had no intensity about what they were trying. Asleep would have been an accurate description for how it felt them at the batting crease. This could be a wonderful call for an international pool of players willing to play in this team. Maybe two can be drafted each tour if that team wants them to develop some on-field confidence in these teams. Coaches are one way. Put coaches in the dugouts, but that's not working. It's working so slow. This playing with them is much more effective. So this would be paid for by the ICC, or all countries contribute to the international player draft pool. I wonder if there is such a willing player who wishes to spend time on such tours. You know, is there such an element as a player who says, I'll do that. I'll go on that West Indies tour for 2 months to South Africa. Coaches in the dugout are not working quickly enough. It must be a confident performer or two that shows them how to follow the plan and how much energy you have to play with. Don't worry about winning or losing, but playing the right way, that's the way to start. And none of the West Indies showed me they know how to bat the correct way in one-day cricket. So how best do they learn? Give us a bell. What do you think? 0467 736 736. I would really like to have seen what happened at Marnica Oval 1 hour after play. You know, if Australia had our talented young team and we lost like that, we would be on that pitch 1 hour after play, practicing to get better. I wonder if the West Indies were there.